All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin this resurrection morning, this Easter morning, with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for being in our midst. I thank you for all the wonderful things you have in store for us by the Holy Spirit. Help us, guide us, and help us to do all this in your heart with fervency. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Yeah, the Lord has a plan. When you look out in the world, it looks bad, but the Lord has a plan that will work. As much as he loved everybody, if he sent Jonah to Nineveh,
yes,
understand he's going to do it again. When the world act like Nineveh, those that can be saved, he's going to send the prophets to them. He's putting things together that's working. Last week, we made it to verse 5 in St. John chapter 16. And Jesus is explaining how they're going to be treated in the world. And, you know, we saw last week how Diotrephes treated John. Two weeks ago, the Lord, he showed me how even anointed people can resist and hate the anointing of others, just like Diotrephes did John. The way Saul did David, King Saul did David. If people don't learn God's ways, if they're not totally dedicated to the heart of God, the enemy can tempt them against it. He can attempt the body against the body. And nobody wants to talk about something like that, but it can happen. And Jesus, in these last few verses of chapter 14, the Lord started talking about how, you know, what would happen. Verse 3, he said, "And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me." And think about how many don't know the Father. They got saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, even anointed. But to know the Lord, you have to draw near, and he draw near to you. You get to know him. Until that process is complete, the enemy can work. And he usually do these things as spurts. He can't get away with as much as he want to. But the more we understand, the more we know about the Lord, the more we know the Lord, the more we operate in his ways. And Jesus is warning about that. In verse 4, he said, "But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you." When he was with them, showing them example, teaching them how to be a blessing. And it took time. He was with them for 3.5 years. And then in the upper room, just before he taught all this, before the right after the Lord's Supper, he washed their feet. He gave them an example of the heart of God, the love of God. And he showed them, he had to train them. You know, this is not something you can just say, well, hey, you got to do it this way. People have to be trained. And the world, people in that come out of the world, they have to be trained. Until they're trained, they'll do some things. And the Lord loves us. He deals with us where we are. Even in the anointing, the Lord, he'll use a person as much as possible according to their knowledge and their ability to cooperate. So just because a person doesn't have everything together, that doesn't mean that God can't use them. And he'll use them where as much as he can. And we're effective that way. I went to my cousin's funeral, and the pastor did a good job at that funeral. I'm glad he got saved. And he's the kind of pastor that go around the neighborhood and work. It's a small community. And he worked with them. He invited them to church himself. And he ended up coming, and he got saved. But he had heart failure. He was 30 years old. And it was a huge funeral because he was so young, you know. But the Lord uses people strategically as much, you know, the Holy Spirit works with us. And Jesus is showing them the heart of God and the truth of what will happen. You know, if you don't talk about it, people won't know to watch out for it on both ends. Some will be jealous, some will be hurt, you know, by those who have been jealous toward it. But when you understand the whole situation, you can move on. You can go forward and do what God will have you do. He said in verse 5, "But now I go I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me whither goest thou, or where are you going. Verse 6, but because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Now sorrow filled their heart because now they're challenged. The one they know, the stability in their life, the Savior and their King is going to leave. And sorrow immediately filled their heart. They're challenged. What are we going to do without you? And then he tell them about the Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
Jesus was a comforter to them. Whatever they got in, he was there. He was there to get them out.
Right.
Even during the storm, you know, whatever.
Every time.
Walking on the water, he was there to get them out. And they're like, who's going to get us out of our trouble now? And we gave up all the power. It was a lot of things running through their mind.
It was.
He said, I'm going away. You can't go.
And I like the way he taught them. He didn't.
And they went everywhere with him.
Yeah. And I know I learned this from the Lord just by the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants us to catch on. You know how in that storm, he rebuked them for waking them up. He wanted them to deal with the storm. Even though he may not have given them a lesson about how they could control the weather. He wanted them as you see him do things, he wants you to catch on and do what he's doing. And that's the same, that goes all the way back to Genesis. Be fruitful, multiply. You subdue the earth. You have dominion over it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, you do these things, just like I do these things. And he wants them. Now, he know that we need guidance, but he's going to help us along because that's the way it has to be. We grow from stage to stage, precept on precept. We don't grow all at once in 2 days. It takes us a while. And that's why... When he would say that, he said the biggest problem is my people don't follow me. What he meant was, in every situation, regard what the Lord has to say. You know, the other day he said faith looks to the Lord. Faith looks to the Word of God and the terms of God. We trust God on His Word, and we also receive His terms. Faith receives the terms of God, and sometimes. We want God on our terms because we're comfortable with what we understand. But the Holy Spirit is taking us forward. If we stop at one stage, we can't go forward. But if we yield to Him, we can. And I used to confess that I make adjustments quickly because the faster I make my adjustments, the more progress I can make it with the Lord. And He can use me greater. And the more patient you are, if you're strong and mature, he can give you assignments that require more patience and maturity. The more patient and mature you are, he can give you assignments that require that. If you're less patient but you're still growing, he'll use you however he can to get the most out of your life. But the more we yield to him on purpose, the more he can do. And now he's saying, but because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And that's one of my favorites. This set of scriptures, they are my favorite scriptures because I've learned so much from the Holy Spirit, and He makes things so easy, so plain.
Amen.
And He helps you in ways that you can't help yourself, and nobody else can help you, and you'll get the job done. And I'm not going to rush these scriptures. I'm just going. But the Lord, He has a perfect plan. And it works. It works every time. It'll hit the spot. And it also takes less effort. And I told my son the other day, I said, remember, the Lord does a lot with a little. Don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise what's not. Be faithful with what you have and with whatever God teach you. He can take a little bit. That's how he does it. If you look at what happened, Lucifer was going to take over heaven. He was going to rise above all the stages of the angels. You know, that's five classes he was going to surpass. And he was going to make himself grand as God. So the Lord made a man out of the dust of the earth to stop him. And that's exactly what's going on. And he'll take one person filled with the Holy Spirit that will follow him and give him a plan that will just undo the works of darkness. When we get to heaven and you look back and see what God did with your life, you're going to be surprised. Even if you have revelation of it. Okay, the time got us. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. See, communion with the Lord is so wonderful. There's peace in it. There's joy in it. There's strength in it. All forms of progression. And you're doing this openly, publicly, like Billy Graham said, when you trust God, trust him publicly, confess him publicly, live publicly the wisdom and kindness of God, and it wins souls. It stops the whole train of Satan's activity. And he said in verse 24, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. We remember his wisdom, his power, his resurrection, his love, his kindness, his power. Verse 25, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Our new life, our ability to proceed, our multiplication, all by the blood of God, amen. All by the blood of Jesus. Dear Lord, I thank you for all that you've done. I thank you for this resurrection day. I thank you for the first resurrection day. I thank you for the resurrection. We are your people, washed in your blood, healed by your broken body. Bless us to go forward, living in power and maturity and patience with your love, doing all that's in your heart in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.